It has very involved piano parts, which as a classical pianist, I really, really love. And it's theatrical. The lyrics are poetic and mysterious, and it's got strings, a really cool string arrangement. And then it's all supported by a rock rhythm section. So it's just a really, really cool piece of music. And, it's something I can listen to on repeat, and I listened to it, you know, before you called me today for the first time in a really long time, and I go, wow, like, this is still my favorite song.
Did it throw you back to, like, being in the car once again with your parents as a kid?
It did, yeah, but remember that no one else was hearing what I was hearing. I was listening to block out, you know, the radio, basically.
So
it was an escape for me.
If we're to gather anything from this song, one, it's a nice memory of you in the car with your parents, but two, it reminds you that you absolutely hate radio as a child. That's a wonderful memory.
Yeah. Well, I think really, like, I what I think about most when I hear that song is just all the times, like, you know, when you're like 12, 13, 14, and you're just trying to figure things out and you have no idea what you're doing or like what to think about things. Things seem really overwhelming. And I would just, like, when I needed to, you know, stop thinking about life for a little bit, I had a little stereo in my bedroom, and it had two speakers, which was the best because I could put them in opposite corners, and, you know, that was mind blowing and awesome to me. Right. And I would just listen to, you know, that song and that album, but sometimes just that song on repeat, and close my eyes and just kind of, you know, it's the type of rich, you know, arrangement basically that you can really just kind of get lost in. And I, it was a really, really beautiful, escape for me.
Sweet. Well, why don't we play Drastic Measures from Sarah Celine right now on the 3 for 30?
Let's do it.
For 18 hours.
we just heard Sarah Sleen's song Drastic Measures. The next track is Smashing Pumpkins 1979. Tell us about that.
Sure. So this song reminds me of a little bit later on in my life. So I was, after I graduated high school, I grew up in Ajax, by the way, and then I moved to Hamilton to go to McMaster. And I was studying science. I was studying music as well, but I definitely, when I was late teens, early 20s, I'm still early 20s. I don't know why I said that. When I started at McMaster, I definitely felt a lot of pressure to kind of go the science route in my career. The whole quote unquote real job thing. But I was also playing a lot of open mics and kind of performing, doing little solo performance things. I was writing my own songs. And it was the summer between terms, maybe after my first year or second year at Mac. And my dad, who's always enjoyed listening to a lot of music, he was playing a really cool song on the stereo. And I walked in and I was like, what is this? This is amazing. And he's like, oh, it's 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. And it was, it just struck me how cool the song was. And it had this really interesting guitar riff that, first couple of listens, I was really fascinated by how that guitar hook seemed to make the song more so than the actual lyrics. And it was kind of just interesting to me to see kind of, to me, I feel like they complement each other and one is not more important than the other. And I was just jamming with this song, and I just thought to myself, I've been doing a lot of solo performing, but I'd really like to be in a band. I'd really like, and that was when that thought kind of entered my mind. I'd really, really like to play in a band and do something that sounds like this, that just wants to make you like groove a little bit more. And eventually, I saw at McMaster, I think the year after that summer, there were some ads around campus for looking for bandmates. And so I answered this ad, and the guy who had put up the ads, his name's Zach, we've remained really good friends, but he and I and a couple other people from McMaster started a little cover band together, and we played rock songs, and it was... The way we started was everyone kind of suggested two songs that they would like to cover, and 1979 was my first suggestion. So we got to play that song a little bit, and that was just so exciting for me because I love that song. So I played around with that rock cover band for about a year, I think, before I moved on and kind of started focusing on my solo project. But I think about that song and being in my first band and playing pubs for the first time and just learning from that experience about how to manage a band from my friend Zach. And then I went on, and when I formed my own band later on, I took a lot of what I learned from doing that and applied it to my own project later.
Perfect.
That's the memory I have of 1979.
All right, well, why don't we spin that right now? Here's Smashing Pumpkins 1979 on the 3 for 30. Light white, ride above the street. right. That was 1979, Smashing Pumpkins. Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the time for doing this, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The final song is from Coldplay, Up and Up. Tell us about that one.
So I've loved Coldplay for a very long time, since high school. They've never made a song that I didn't like. this one in particular, though, it's kind of like a pick-me-up song for me. And I think I've known it for, I discovered it maybe a year ago. I'm not sure how old the song itself is, but it's kind of the meaning behind it, in my own interpretation, it's just kind of about, you know, putting in a whole lot of work and going through disappointment, but then, and just kind of reaping the rewards of your efforts at the end. So it's a never give up kind of song. And, for me, in just through my life, one really important, skill, I think the most important skill that I have is just this attitude of, you know, walking myself through disappointing situations or failures or rejections, and just kind of always remembering, having an attitude of, okay, like, it's up and up from here. You know, today sucks, but we'll go back to it tomorrow kind of idea. And music plays a part in kind of getting myself through periods like that. There are lots of little examples, but this is one of the songs, probably my go-to for when I just need a little bit of encouragement, I guess.
We all need that once in a while, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we spin Coldplay right now, Up and Up, here on the 3 for 30.
Driving it again, searching for the water, hoping for the rain. Up and up, up and up. Down upon the canvas, working in a meal, waiting for a chance to pick an Irish field. Up and up, up and up. See a bird form a diamond in a rough. See a bird soaring high, but the flood is in your blood. Blood underneath the storm, an umbrella is saying, sitting with the boys, it takes away the pain. Up and up, up and up.
car driving at a game. When you're in pain, when you think you had enough. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
Well, folks, my next guest is a blues rock band hailing from Hamilton, Ontario, with a dynamic elements of classic rock mixed with heavy blues shining through all of his music. Here he is, Boxcar Ben. Hi, buddy.
Hey, honored to be here.
Don't say that. Don't. See, you've...
No, it's legendary.
You've ruined it. You've just ruined it. You just brought out the worst in me now. It's awful. Here I was trying to be a cool guy, and you said it's an honor to be here. You better load that up with sarcasm next time you say something like that. But it is great that I finally get a chance to speak with you, because you've been on my radar for the last year and a half, if not longer, of people that I wanted to chat to, especially when I was back up at the radio station when we were doing live stuff at Mohawk College. At the Hawk, and of course the pandemic, that sort of thing. So,
in the before four times,
and the dark times, the before four times. But it's great that I finally get a chance to yap with you. You sent me a bunch of songs, and I've been listening to them, and I've been having a good time listening to your songs. Sorry, I never popped on to the live stream that you were doing earlier tonight, but I was fumbling around on the internet and I couldn't get that going. I kind of feel that parental unit where they want you to like change the channel for them. Just like the converter's right there, Dad. It's right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I usually do better when I send invites out, but I was just sort of off the cuff kind of live stream. So.
Right. Right. Hey, man. So let's get into it. You sent me a bunch of songs, and all the elements are there, the classic rock, the blues. We can hear all of those things. But when did you start doing this?
I've been playing since I was probably about 15.
Right.
The Boxcar Ben thing kind of came out of about 2016, 2017, I started busking and didn't really have an idea of what I was doing, and I just wanted to do something. So I just started playing some weird bluesy solo stuff on my own, and it kind of evolved from there.
That's where it came from. But was it, but there was no as far as mentors, as far as, or people that you musically were listening to or that aspire to, that influenced you?
Yeah, I have tons. I grew up a huge Soundgarden fan. Chris Cornell vocals are always kind of the bar for me singing wise.
Yeah.
I have influences that range all over the musical spectrum. I'm a firm believer in just good music is good music. Doesn't matter what genre it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just weird that you said the Chris Cornell thing, because I was just listening to some of his stuff earlier. It's just really weird that you mentioned that. You're not psychic, are you?
No, I'm just a huge fan. I don't know. I think it was his death anniversary recently, so I think a lot of us still have him on our minds a little
right.
bit. But yeah, I was lucky enough to catch them live once, and it just, you know, has been an aspiration of mine since. Just
cool,
to
man.
Even get close to that world.
So you were never in you never went the route of other people who were in bands in high school, that sort of thing, and sort of were in bands then?
Yeah actually, so long story, I started playing piano when I was about 9. Kind of hated it because I had a really classical teacher. Was introduced to percussion, started playing drums. Then I played drums till I was about 15, and picked up the guitar, and then I started playing in high school bands with my best friends and stuff like that, just, you know, playing the same local places all the time. I grew up up north in Parry Sound.
Oh, Parry Sound, okay.
So Vancouver? Not a ton of places to play up there. Your biggest city is either Barrie or Sudbury, right?
Mm-hmm.
So eventually floated around a bit for college and things like that. And then I ended up in Hamilton because it's just like it's the music city of Ontario.
Well, yeah, it is the hub of the area. I mean, Hamilton's always been a gateway to get to do different shows. If you were a Hamilton outfit, you know, you just jump on the highway. You can go either zipping down to London, Windsor, that direction, or you're going Sudbury, North Bay, Toronto, Orillia, like all those different places. So
I'm still firmly rooting myself in like the local scene still. Like I really believe in the support of the locals because it's just such a cool city in that way. With Super Crawl and all those sorts of things, it's been a big part of my growth as a musician.
Oh, okay. Super Crawl, I mean, Hamilton's always been has its ebbs and flows as far as its support for the local music scene. Early 90s, you know, the inception of Sonic Onion, who are the people behind Super Crawl. They were always like strong pushers of Hamilton music. And then there's like, there'll always be like a little lull. But then when Super Crawl started up, I believe everyone was jumping on board seeing what Hamilton had to offer as far as like local acts. Because I mean, they were bringing in really big stuff for people to see, but they were also highlighting a lot of local talent here in Hamilton.
Yeah. And I'm not local to Hamilton, obviously. Moved here in about 2012. And the more Super Crawls that I became aware of and started going to, the more interest I found I had in the local music scene in itself. Mm-hmm. And I was still playing in bands at that point. I was playing in a band in Mississauga, and commuting to them and all the time. But, it just sort of made me want to start small when that ended for me.
Sure.
And Super Crawl became an opportunity for me to try busking and showcase to people that I didn't know. And
right,
they didn't get a choice as they were walking by, but eventually it started to sound okay. And played a ton of open mics and then eventually started getting gigs and it's just growing.
And just growing from there. Walk me through some of the songs that we have. We have Tiny Stone, Out of Luck That You Sent Me, which are two singles, Railroad Blues, River, and Phantasmagoria. Out of all of these songs, which one was the first that you released?
Railroad Blues. The first single I released with vocals on it as the Boxcar Band solo.
What year was that?
I think Railroad Blues came out in 2018.
That's not that long ago. That's only like 3 years
on
ago.
An album. I released it on the album Fragments on 2019 along with Phantasmagoria.
Right. Well, walk us through Railroad Blues. What's it about?
That is actually one of my oldest songs. It's just one that kind of carried along with me over the years that I wrote a long time ago when I lived up north. And it was sort of birthed out of the demise of a relationship and it's sort of like a confrontation of personal demons and sort of situation. I don't know. Centered around sort of the imagery of a rail.
I'm the one who thought I knew, who thought it ever brought it back. Railroad blues.
What about Phantasmagoria? Sorry, Phantasmagoria. Tell us about that song.
Phantasmagoria is if you look up the definition for that one, it means something along the lines of like random imagery, and it's sort of the way the lyrics play out. It's sort of a fantasy storyline, and then the word just fascinated me when I found out about it, and it fit syllables that fit into the rhythm of the song. And I don't know, just it was one of those songs that just sort of fell together.
It just built around this one word.
Yeah. Unintentionally. Cause I've been writing the guitar riff, and I don't know, it just sort of found itself there.
From the depths of the girlfriend's bar below, as high as the mountains count in snow, the distance as the footprints blow, resounds the call from ages long ago. Oh,
what about River?
River is the version I gave you was my latest release was an acoustic album that I did in the winter of 2020. And it was a song that got a lot of response from people. I didn't intend for that one to be a very like in the forefront kind of song, but it seems to have a bit of a connection with people. It's sort of a fantastic kind of a concept too, like a little bit of imaginative fantasy writing going into some of my songs.
Is that the one that you released just, is that the most recent single?
I didn't release that as a single. That came out just as part of the acoustic album itself.
Okay.
The newest single was Out of Luck, and that's the one I've been sort of pushing it's the most mastered version of any of my songs.
Tell me about Tiny Stone.
Tiny Stone is sort of about a loss of a friend. I had a friend in back in 2017 that passed away. And it's sort of a mix of the perspective of that and sort of some of my own storyline kind of laced in between.
Well, Ben, thanks for taking the time to yap with us. And where can everyone find your music and you online?
I'm most active on Instagram. You can find me at @boxcar_Ben. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, most social media platforms. You can find my music on Spotify, Apple, any of the streaming services. And I also recommend going to my Bandcamp site, which is more directly involved with me. You can go to boxcarben.bandcamp.com. Hey, this is Boxcar Ben, and you're listening to my latest single, Out of Luck. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Folks, my next guest here on Steel City Music is the executive director of the BIA on Concession Street, Christina Geisler. We're going to have a quick chat about what's going on up on Concession Street. The folks up there have made the big pivot, just like the rest of us here in the pandemic, and she's here to tell us about it. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm much happier that you and I are chatting now.
Okay.
because before it, I had great anxiety, and it was the whole spelling of your last name, and I was checking everything, and I was right, but I needed to have that reaffirmation that I was right. So.
Well, you nailed it, so
thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you very much, because any interview is all about me and my stupidity, really, when it boils down to my life. But I'm so glad that you and I are having this chat. Recently, doing my show over the year and a half, if not longer, I've been reaching out to business folks and wanting to talk about what they're doing, that sort of thing. And I think the need more, there's more of a need now than ever because of this COVID pandemic that we've been hit with. There's a lot of small businesses here in Hamilton, Ontario, in the greater Hamilton area and across the world that are that have had their income shut down due to this, just like mostly all of us. And Sidewalk Sounds kicked off in 2016 as a way of showing artists in the local Hamilton area and showing the businesses and bringing people up, and it was a lot of fun. Now the pandemic hits and you guys are gone virtual. Can you tell me about the process of setting that up?
Yeah, so last year obviously turned everything on its head. In May, typically we start Sidewalk Sounds in May. It runs the third Saturday of every month, May through September. And we just had to take a step back and realize that there was a different way to do things. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to continue to be able to support the arts in Hamilton. And this new format gave us the possibility to do that. So we shifted it and we've recoined Sidewalk Sounds to virtually Sidewalk Sounds. And the performances are streamed live on Facebook Live and on Instagram Live on our social media pages.
How did you go about picking the artists to do these performances?
So we have a very good relationship with the music scene and music artists in Hamilton, because like you said, we've been doing Sidewalk Sound since 2016. And this year we really worked hard to diversify the kinds of performances that we're presenting. And really mix things up. So this year, with the help of Eshe Despre from Mahasti Belly Dance Emporium, who's actually the chair of our board of management, we really curated a lineup that is much more inclusive of different groups. We've got some dance performers just to mix up the kinds of entertainment, so it's not just singers. We also have a DJ. We had a beatboxer that kicked off in May, and then as well as diversification in the kinds of music. So we have a rapper and the beatbox artist. We had Logan Statz from Six Nations perform. So mm-hmm. We're really proud of what we've pulled together. It's a really exciting, fun lineup for this summer.
Just looking over the lineup that you start, as you just said, Logan Statz actually was on May 15th. Hashi, the mouthpiece, was on May 15th. But on June 19th, you have my dear friend Heather Valley performing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Heather Valley is just, her voice is velvet. She's an amazing artist, songstress, songwriter.
Happy. Can't be that bad. Okay, I still get stoned.